As we look at driving your business into a better future, we've obviously been looking at creating a different tomorrow on this journey of ours, and we've discovered that there are some drivers that need to be at the heart of your business. So far, what we've done is discussed the first driver called ideology. And within that, we've looked at having a deep purpose that fires up your business and makes it worthwhile living within, and then making sure that your business is aligned with your personal set of values, the things that you really feel are important in your life, the things that you believe in. And that purpose and value combination is what we call your business ideology. Now, what we're going to do at this stage is to look at having a vision that's not waffly or jelly-like or esoteric or feels like grabbing hold of mist, but is directed towards something specific, directed in a particular way that it has clarity and focus. And in looking at directed vision, in order to outperform your competitors, what we're going to do is remind ourselves how things could be and how things should be within your business. Now, if you remember in previous sessions, we've studied how Stephen R. Covey pointed out that every person and every business needs to feel that it's well rewarded. And within a business context, that's having the right resources within your business to do the job that you want to deliver, to ensure that everything that you do creates a profit for the business, and to build embedded value for the future of your business, either for legacy, for passing on to future business leaders, or to sell, or some other measurement of value. Now, he then went on to say that we all love to be emotionally engaged with our business, and we discuss making sure that our business is fulfilling and that our clients feel emotionally engaged and our team also feels emotionally engaged with us. That's part of our responsibility in creating our business and in designing a good business plan. And then we discuss the fact that we all like to be intellectually stretched, that our strategy within our business should design that, and that our genius is fulfilled if we're doing the right kind of work. And finally, that we have within our work significance, meaning and contribution, that we have a clear vision in our business, we do that with integrity, and we leave behind in the lives of our clients a legacy that we'd be proud of. So that's the vision of how things could be. And having that clarity of vision is often one of the differentiators between mediocre, competent advisors or professionals and superbly effective business leaders of a small business within which financial planning of a brilliant nature is done. You need to have a clear and wonderful vision of how things could be, and then map out that vision in detail and in writing so that you can drive towards it. One of the things that stops you doing that is that you get busy in your business life. You end up spending all of your time doing business rather than designing a business which produces amazing, exceptional, fulfilling, profitable results. And in order to help you clear the fog so that your business and your personal vision are aligned, I've created a new download for you. So I'd like you to go further on this page in this session. And below this video, you'll see a new PDF download. Please print that off and have that in front of you. So pause the video now, print off the download, the PDF, and then have that in front of you with pen ready at hand. And you'll see that there are four key points that you need to address with your mind and your heart. So I'll wait for you to print that off. Just pause the video now. Welcome back. And the first question you're going to answer is what we call in the advisor gym the Dan Sullivan question. So I'm sure it's been asked by many different people, but it's made famous by Dan Sullivan. And I love this Dan Sullivan question. Let's just go through it together. If we were having, and this is a question that you need to ask of your clients, but first, You need to ask it of yourself, and you need to spend some time until you have given yourself the answers that the questions deserve. If we were having this conversation 3 years from today, and we were to review those 3 years, what has to have happened in your personal and business life for you to feel happy with your progress? Notice the questions are all about being 3 years from today and then looking backwards over those 3 years to see what has happened already. And then the question goes on to talk about being happy. So it's not a matter of what has happened, but what has happened that you're happy about and that you're happy with your progress. That's the question. The next question is the question of priorities. And this is where a doctor has given you just 6 months to live, and you're asking yourself this question. What are the first five actions that I would take? What are the real priorities in my heart and mind that I would take and do that obviously I've not yet done? And that begins to really sift out what's important to you. And as you think about this, what we're asking you to do is to ask yourself this question. If this is important to me, why am I not allowing my business to help me do it? Really important question. The next question is the question of regrets. And this gets really deep. And you need to also bear in mind these questions in order to ask your clients. Particularly this question of regrets. It really gets underneath the skin, peels back the layers, and gets to the heart of what's important to them. And the question of regrets sounds like this. If you were given just 24 hours to live, what are the three things that you would regret not having done? What are the three things that you would regret not having done? Now, what's this got to do with your business? Well, look, if your business is consuming you such that what you really want to do with your life is not getting done, then the business you're running really doesn't work effectively. Either there's something wrong with you, or there's something wrong with your business. And since you're the business leader, then it's both in this particular case. You need to create a business, in my estimation and recommendation, that frees you to do the things with your life that you really want to do. Otherwise, my question is this: what's the point? Apart from paying the bills, what is the point? So the question of regrets is paramount here. The final question is the financial reality check. This is where we get back to commercial planning. And remember, we're preparing to create a business plan here. We're preparing a strategy that's going to go down in writing, even if it's on the back of an envelope. But you're going to have something that's in writing as a plan to begin to take your business to its new future. And the question is, what about the financial results in 10 years' time? What are you looking forward to? What do you want to achieve in 3 years' time, and then in 12 months' time? Why these three timescales? Well, 10 years allows your mind to run free to imagine some really exciting achievements that you sense, yeah, given 10 years, I could do that. What 3 years does is it starts to make things more practical by saying, yes, but how am I going to do that? What major steps would need to have been achieved in 3 years to allow the 10 years to be the dream that I want to live? And finally, the 12-month question is saying, yeah, but what steps am I going to start taking now? This month, this week, this quarter, so that by the end of 12 months, something would have moved towards my 3-year objective and my 10-year dream. So that's the purpose of this particular set of questions, and that's the purpose of this download. So spend some time with this now before you move on to the next session. These are really important questions. Your clients should be asked them, and before you face your clients with these, then you must face and allow these questions to go deep into your mind and heart also, and then answer them.